Hey, what's up? You're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and today I'm doing our Community Matters interview with Pastors Lamario and Karen Bradwell from Second Coming Family Life Church in Huntington, West Virginia. They are also the co-owners of the Bradwell Brokerage Firm. And for those who are not familiar with Second Coming Family Life Church or where you are, I'd like to begin by just asking, can you give us a little information about who you are and how people can get connected with you?
Yes, we have a website page, which is the Second Coming Family Life Church. You can reach us on Facebook. You can also email us, which is to secondcomingflc@gmail.com. That's 2ndcomingflc@gmail.com. You can also reach us by phone, which is telephone number 304-691-0531. And the great news is that we are currently in the process of relocating into our new church sanctuary, which is located at 2510 Washington Boulevard, and we'll be resuming our in-person services there real soon.
Okay, now I know that you guys have been having services online only for now. Is that primarily because of the pandemic?
Yes, it has been. Yeah, due to COVID, we have been online via Facebook.
Okay, and about how long have you guys been doing online services?
Possibly about the last 3 months.
Yeah, we have experienced some breaks in between. You know, we did for a while in person on several occasions. We did the outside in the courtyard worship. And then we moved to the YMCA doing the in-person virtual, which at the time became even more difficult because of individuals coming down with the COVID as well. So we reverted back in to the virtual.
And just a summarization, Kyle, you know, the good news is we relocated here September of 2019, and subsequently we began holding services November of that year. We have primarily began doing services at the Ebenezer Outreach Center, which is located on 8th Avenue. And also then we started having, then COVID-19 came about, and we had a break in our services. We did resume some services over at the Scott Center, which is located on 8th Avenue as well, outside. And then we began resuming in-person services at the YMCA, which is Bill Klein YMCA. Due to a COVID outbreak, we ceased having in-person services. And so we are looking forward to resuming in-person services real soon at our new location. So it's really a blessing to us to have this opportunity to be established here in Huntington, after having such a great privilege of serving in the multiple locations that we have been a part of for the past year or two.
Okay. You mentioned that you relocated here. Where were you previously?
We were in Atlanta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. We were pastoring in Atlanta. We also were business owners of our company in Atlanta. And we probably took a leap of faith to relocate here. The idea was we spoke to a friend of ours who paid mention to us in reference to a pastoral opportunity here at a local congregation. And however, prior to the finalization of the decision, we took some time in prayer about it. And after going through about a year-long evaluation process, we believed that God laid on our heart to relocate to Huntington. And we really took a leap of faith. We downsized all of our belongings. We pretty much was released from our pastoral assignment by our overseer in Atlanta. And then we also shut down our business there, gave away all our furnishings and pretty much everything, and
well,
came here.
Yeah, I would say definitely a leap of faith, and God was absolutely in it, because at that time, I had also received a promotion. So, you know, when Lamario came to me in regards to feeling led with what the Lord was saying, I said, well, I need a moment. Let me pray about it. After prayer, you know, the Lord really gave me a sense of peace concerning the move, and we really just believed God that this is what God was saying. The good news was that when we came down to Huntington to visit, we actually fell in love with the area and the atmosphere. Interestingly, so we know that it was a God move.
We definitely want to hear more of the God story about how God brought you to the Huntington area and what God has been doing through your ministry there. We'll have more of this Community Matters interview coming up in just a few minutes, so stay tuned right here to Walk FM.